Blog Talk Radio.
Bitches looking at me sideways, in and out of traffic, I don't take this shit lightly. Mouth is always moving, but the horn sits quietly. Driving with my knee, arm stretched, biting me. Look in your mirror, seeing that you're still eyeing me. Can't accelerate if you're focused on what's behind me. Apply this shit to life and you see the fucking irony. And yet the bitch still keeps trying me. Act like she on the road, but plates say Hawaii. Cali driving different, so please move to the ride, please. I can't be a bitch, but I'm asking you politely. You're the only one breaking, so I silently pray to the God above and moving like I'm criminally insane. Past the three lanes, accelerate. Gotta see what dummy look like. Okay. Hey, it's just a weekend vibe. Click up with some queens, fresh, clean body built just like a dreamer. With fit attitude so mean, dripped out, got you looking like a fiend. Meet in the parking lot so we can chief. Pass the bottle, get lit or redeem. Draw you in, pump your brakes, it's a theme. Can't break the circle unless you laugh at me. Hit the spot, tables lock, live streaming. Hearts drop, dick twitch, and pussy screaming. Mesmerized by what they are seeing. All the different shades of blackness are in dream. In between the love, haters in their feelings. Throwing shades, we got the lights in here, I dream with. Don't give a fuck, get a number, a few reasons. Invite them to the sweet, kick them out before the sun sets. Hey, hey. And breakfast sound great. Can't remember what the last meal I ate. Potato with a stack of pancakes on my plate. Bacon and some eggs, keep it coming with my drink. Belly hella full, I can finally go to sleep. Being naked with my queens ain't never a fucking thing. The hunger fell asleep on the bed the wrong way. So when I wake up, all I see is a pussy up in my face. Oh my. What a great way to start another day. Watch the sunset and prepare for another play. One more night with all the fucking red. Gotta play hard when you work like a motherfucking slave. Hey, 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 hey.
What up, y'all? What up? It's Theory of a High Mind, and we back for another Friday where it's wine, not wine. Hope you got your cups ready, got your blunt ready. I ain't got shit ready. I'm going to tell y'all now, I'm lacking because I'm in a whole nother area. I'm not in the secret garden tonight, baby. But I got to get myself set up real nice and easy. So we're going to sit back and get everything together, listen to some music, get the vibe right, because, you know, we're going on a whole nother direction tonight. We're going to talk about something different. It's been something, like I told y'all, I've been wanting to have conversations with y'all, but the summer breeze had caught me and told me to sit my ass down, and that's what the fuck it is. But we standing back up tonight. So maybe even outside, because we outstanding, right? Let me see if I can get this studio together. I don't know why it's tripping on me so badly right now. I have no idea why I'm going through this issue right now. This is really crazy. This is really crazy. How y'all doing today? Let me see if I can play it for me. See if it works. We're going to do this. Because I'm a G like that. I can always tell. I always got backup. When one thing wants to trip, we go to the next stage of things. All right? That's how we roll, right? I'm going to play some music while I get this blunt ready, get the studio together, get my live together, and we're going to be awesome. We're going to have an awesome time. Let's see if I can get this where I need it to be. Oh, now you want to pop up. Let's see if I can get you to scroll down memory lane for some music. Let's see, studio. All right, and we'll be back in just a second. I'm going to put on some, let's listen to some Big O. It's been a while since I heard some Big O, because I be feeling like I'm in my Big O mood, right? Stay tuned. Theory of a High Mind.
Big O. What's up, Mr. Cole? Man, I got a Big O motherfucking bottle of this.
Big O.
Man, what the fuck is this?
That new mystical feature, nigga.
I don't know, but this bottle big as a motherfucker, nigga.
Big O. Cool and high, nigga. Cool and high.
Everything I do, Big O.
Swag on, Big O, nigga.
It's that country shit.
Big O.
We don't say big, nigga. We say Big O.
Big O.
Everything I do, Big O. Everything I do, Big O. Big O, baller, Big O, big, Big O, blunt, Big O, guns. Everything I do, Big O. Everything I do, Big O. Big O, baller, Big O, big, Big O, blunt, Big O, guns. Everything I do, Big O. Everything I do, Big O. Big O, baller, Big O, big, Big O, blunt, Big O, guns. Everything I do, Big O. Everything I do, Big O. Big O, baller, Big O, big, Big O, blunt, Big O, guns. And I got me a Big O. Chick, when they bought me a big old house, got me a little sexy bitch. All she do is run a big old mouth, sitting up in a big old truck. Smoke night, see them big old clouds. Got something on my little old lap, guaranteed to lay your big ass down. Yeah, y'all know I do a big boy. Let me take you back when I was small time. I started out with a little old pack. Now I got more white than a chalk line. House got a big old room. Room got a big old bed. Old girl got a big old butt, but I think that she big old sad. Got a old school Chevy with a big old motor. 450, 4-bolt, 30 over. Ball on that bitch like a cane cobra. When I get a spray, boy, you can't control her. I love her when she back it up and bend it over. Old girl got a body like a big old loafer. I don't play no games, but I show her poker. Coolie go deep like a little old goat. Everything I do, Big O. Everything I do, Big O. Big O, baller, Big O, big, Big O, blunt, Big O, guns. Everything I do, Big O. Everything I do, Big O, Big O, baller, Big O, big, Big O, blunt, Big O, guns. Everything I do, Big O. Everything I do, Big O. Big O, baller, Big O, big, Big O, blunt, Big O, guns. Everything I do, Big O. Everything I do, Big O. Big O, baller, Big O, big, Big O, blunt, Big O, guns.
I need a Big O booty bitch like it's my birthday. I need some head on the job at the booth. I already know I met her at the concert. I'ma get the pussy on the first day.
Put
the bitch into the sitting position. She said, boy, stop playing, stop flirting. I said, no, bitch, I'm serious, I'm pushing. I know that's why you came in the first day. Bitch, you wanna meet me in person. You be singing all the words in my verses. Said that talking like a big old person. The dick curve like the neck on a parakeet. On the road on the weekend, broken. So fuck with me on Tuesday and Thursday. Let the pussy water tie still surging. I guess I'ma be big ol' surfing. I guess I'ma be big ol' snorkeling. You gonna be big ol' squirting. We gon' make a big ol' mess though. What up with the slippery surface?
Your man looking so you're getting nervous. Your mess alert won't stop tripping. You just rolled your eyes and the devil is the lion.
Follow that big ol' surface.
Everything I do, Big O. Everything I do, Big O. Big O, baller, Big O, big, Big O, blunt, Big O, guns. Everything I do, Big O. Everything I do, Big O. Big O, baller, Big O, big, Big O, blunt, Big O, guns. Everything I do, Big O. Everything I do, Big O. Big O, baller, Big O, big, Big O, blunt, Big O, guns. Everything I do, Big O. Everything I do, Big O. Big O, baller, Big O, big, Big O, blunt, Big O, guns.
Big O, big O, big O, big O,
big O,
big O, big O,
big O,
big O,
big O,
big O,
big O, big O, big O,
big O, big O,
yeah. It's Friday. What it do? We on the west side in LA chillin'.
West side, LA all day.
What the fuck we gonna do this weekend, yo?
I don't know. We gonna do something.
We gotta figure it out.
We gonna get poppin'. Yeah.
Like every other nigga about it.
Yeah.
What's up? when my brother hit, who I'm gonna roll with. I got my brush fit and I'm dizzin' with the blood luck. And the new chicks, and I tell them what I wanna do, they always do the same.
Hey, dagger, can I
catch you? You look me to the spotlight, dagger's got a worldview. My girls in the front, three bitches in the back. Hey, around the blood, getting high is the subject. Yaks in my cup and I ain't even in the club yet. Falling on a budget, but fuck it, let's get it crackin'. Got my back, girls talking. They all be packin', all be stackin', mackin'. Bitches never waste time, straight up in the club. Y'all waiting in the lunch line. Gotta see the drink and observe my surroundings. Let the women work, then report back to find me. No tricks, how you spend the money, go and get that. My bitches, poor bitches, go get them when they come back. I don't need the VIP, I let the fuck up. I just got a side of that VIP, and ready for the doctor. And I see a lot of crap, what did I got? I don't need the rules, but I'm just doing it wrong. Hey, don't try, all you do is blow talk. I'm walking on dick because I eat the lunch. I'm feeling bad now, I'd like to make a money now. Take it hard, look around, everybody hate me now. Bottle brand new, hit the step of 4-2. Now I'm on the rock, feeling like a rocker. Back when the speakers famous calling me
doctor,
I rap with a doctor.
Please, baby, tell me why I'm so blessed.
I get up on the inside, so I'm gonna let me black me, jack me, make me, love me, hate me, respect me, fuck me. For real, bitch, fuck you too.
Okay.
You should've said the first business, all I wanted to do. Why you acting brand new? I ain't even doing this. You ain't Stacey Dash, bitch, stop acting clueless. Got a power spin out. What do you say?
Wow.
I never said I was paying. Now you can't really lose my thinking I'm a trick, though. I never buy a bitch back, quick to let a bitch go. I never see this bitch is getting crazy. Now I won't come around, even if the bitch pays me. You can't do the lazy when it comes to the drop. Something, something, what the fuck you right here in your mind. So you can meet me with the bullshit. I'm gonna have a good time and never been talking. Kick it to the sidelines. Now you're getting out of line. And even with your right bars, when I play around to the circus with the money, yeah. It's a real deal. Almost at the tape, wow. You never learn, you gotta teach them how to act right now. I don't got the time to be a substitute teacher. You need some Jesus in your life, you better go see your preacher.
Amen.
While I'm chilling in the suite with a view and up to prove.
This
is that nigga when I'm showing up to boo.
Damn, it's Mr. Matthew time.
I need me some rubbers, I hit the stuff, kicking back, the girls are fucking
hey,
each other.
What?
I don't even know each other, now they acting like the best friends. Now I'm playing double dip.
Wait for it.
Jump in, hey, little, that was up in the middle. I keep it real, I ain't the biggest, but the show ain't for me. Cause I'm feeling drunk and I'm hot, baby, that's a hat trick. I'm cooking none of just one
three.
That's the best bit. Let me stop talking while my actions will show you. Put your knees on your shoulders while I'm bending you over. Can you do that? Making clocks back, back. Get up and drop it down around the way. Big back. Look at the little beast back. Rising like the big bell. I'm the new model. I'm the new one. The right here. When it comes to me, so when I'm in the best. Fuckin' with the bottom. I'll have you next to me. Get up in the beast. Get the beast with the stars. I remember we keep falling on the budget on the west side. It's a real deal.
Cheddar dance, especially all about getting dough. Cause when they cut the check, the first time you won't plenty more. More chatter, ruckus up in this bitch for show. The chatter dance is enhanced when I'm on this stroll. If you in the club, go ahead and get a drink. The chatter dance, it's all about getting banked. When you feel the vibe, go on ahead and do the do. The chatter dance is for them G's that be saying true. Throw them bands in the air, watch them dance. From gonna take a chance. They two-stepping from the U.S. all the way to France. Just remember one thing, it's called a Saturday. This banger called a cheddar dance. Make it rain while you two-step by the rubber bands. Ain't no wrong way to do it, long as you do. The cheddar dance is a movement, watch how to do it too. Get that guap nuts, stop whitey hater hate. Miss appeals, mo cheddar all up through the plate. Gotta get it, I can live, make sure you keep it real. The cheddar dance is a freestyle all about getting screwed.
Check two, tap in. Pussy poppin' music is a motherfucker trend. Thirsty motherfuckers pulling out their dividends. All you motherfucker losers in one place to try to win. These bitches think they come up saying that they did again. Taking pictures with the enemies and colors and your friends. Get home all alone, wish the night never end. Go to sleep, wake up, hoping God forgive your sins. Frontin' for the book like you are really genuine. Taking all the shots and try to keep it stiff. Chin' I like the bottle shift drink. Help you keep it lower than. Reinforce it with the fist so you can keep it with your zen. Whining everywhere you go. Let me get a vine, man. No awards, me swearing, got no motherfucking friends. People getting tired, saying, Lord, let it go again. Then give you what you want so they can laugh at their intent.
Out in the cold. Unwanted, rejected, avoided, detested, unpopular, abused. Out in the cold. Unwanted, rejected, avoided, detested, unpopular, abused. Out in the cold. Unwanted, rejected, avoided, detested, unpopular, abused. Out in the cold. Unwanted, rejected, avoided, detested, unpopular, abused.
Hey black child, say black child. Do you know who you are? Who you really fucking are?
Really fucking
everything
are?
In life always gets so fucking hard. When you think you're moving up, because someone up for your car, being black. abomination for the black community. Gotta fight the whole world to fight each other in the street. Breed your own habit just to find a little peace. Broke ways, broken ways, no accountability. Nigga, please, when you gonna stand up on your feet? When you gonna stop wanting to figure what you need? When you gonna lead and stop following what you see? What we gotta do as women just to show you a king? While we at each other, taking what we should be. Bad mouth each other and ain't changed a thing. Shut up all the chain and find a black queen. Not a bad bitch, she made for the street. She'll bring out your bad instead of being peace. Set your ass up for the peace of the dream. Life insurance by GoFundMe. So get up on the cover and watch the company you keep.
Out in the cold, unwanted, rejected, avoided, detested, unpopular, abused. Out in the cold, unwanted, rejected, avoided, detested, unpopular, abused. Out in the cold, unwanted, rejected, avoided, detested, unpopular, abused. Out in the cold, unwanted, rejected, avoided, detested, unpopular, abused.
It's a rat race, life is like a sad case, bad face. Or maybe we having a bad day, baby. You recognize the problem daily, but you never ever wanna solve them, lady. Losing all your friends saying that they hating, cause the real advice is this got you shaking. Top up with another, bringing home the bacon. Counterfeit bitch, this shit is talking while you faking. Your soul is broken, ho. Sad part, you don't care no more. Fast like live, but damn you slow. But the turn-up's real for show. You on the outskirts trying to get a foot in. I'm a girl watcher, when the shit thin. Peeping in my window, copycat fringe. Always wanna be in the lane that I'm in. I would never break, but I damn sure been. Your best is a fruit, break it down every 10. Keep wondering why we'll never be friends. Why we can't fuck, yeah, bitch, that's the end. Period, explanation, quotation, sin. No, I'm not mad, trying to say we don't blend. In my defense, I'm trying to get him where I'm finna. Cause I ain't finished, bitch, I'm trying to win.
Out in the cold, unwanted, rejected, avoided, detested, unpopular, abused. Out in the cold, unwanted, rejected, avoided, detested, unpopular, abused. Out in the cold, unwanted, rejected, avoided, detested, unpopular, abused. Out in the cold, unwanted, rejected, avoided, detested, unpopular, abused.
All right, y'all, we are live. Welcome back to Theory of a High Mind, where it is one, no lie. I am at a secret location called The Spot. Kicking it with the ice cream paint job. Check baby out. You see him, baby? I'm going to be smart. Y'all don't even get it. Y'all don't even know. Shout out to Rocky. She just showed me some love. Y'all don't even know.
Y'all got mine, too.
I love cookie box, too. I should put them on right now, but I ain't. Hey, so I know I put on the topic today, the ice cream anyone, but that's just to introduce some guests that I have with me. I got Rocky in the house. I got Coco in the house. I got Cream in the house. All ice cream flavors, nigga. You can't fuck with us.
Right.
That's right. Some smooth shit. And we're going to talk about some smooth shit. See, last week I hit y'all with some shit, and y'all was like, oh, shit, don't hit him with that shit. And that was a topic I got from somebody else. But to this topic, I've been having on my mind since the beginning of the motherfucking summer, because this question I got to ask you, fellas, it's serious. I need to know.
Ooh,
yes, it is. You know what else it is?
No, it says the secret ingredient always. I was reading my pillow.
We even got a lady in the house, y'all. that just tell you how it's going tonight. Lady in the house. But the question I have is, who is that nigga? I mean, what is exactly his name that you guys are measuring yourself to? I hear so many times, men, young men, boys, I'm trying to be that nigga. Who is he? Because we need to know if you actually measuring up to his standards. Are you doing the things that this person is doing to be that nigga? Yeah, so many times everybody think that nigga is somebody other than what they actually trying to be. The person that you are ain't really that nigga. And when you're dealing with a real woman, we don't want to deal with that nigga. We want to deal with that man. Mm-hmm. That king. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We got enough nigga in us to last a lifetime. And we don't even want you to see that side of us. We want you to take that away from us. So, again, who is this nigga?
I don't have enough
nigga,
but then I'm lying.
Exactly. Lying. Because we got enough thug passion in us to make a nigga run.
Give out some of these secrets, so I can tell you.
I know you can only give out some of, but you ain't on camera, so you can say whatever you want and with nobody know who we talking to.
So, it really, really, just in comparison, the nigga and the man are the same person. It's just a variation in how you go about achieving that. Now, to be that nigga, by definition, and some people got different levels to it. Like,
yeah.
some people's level is mediocre nigga.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can be that nigga, like, oh, AMG type nigga, or, hey, you know what, I got a bucket and I got a PPP loan type nigga. It depends on what type of nigga you want to be. But to be that nigga is pretty much simple. Guys out here want to have, they pick a woman and be able to do what it is and whatever the fuck they want to do with that amount of money. But most of these guys, most of them, I'm not going to say every guy, because I'm not going to speak for every guy, I don't know every guy, they depend on a female to build that. And they try to switch up in process to get that. So you see a lot of fuck shit happening because in order to get to that nigga, they like, oh, well, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And they try to take pieces of themselves, but they're giving up so much time that they can't focus on building what they want to be to get to that nigga. It looks like a guy of fuck shit because in his head, I'm going to go ahead and be with this one, this one, this one, this one, and I'm going to build up to that to be that nigga and fake the facade till I make it. But you always going to be faking it because you're going to make it. You always bouncing and bouncing around. You can't stay focused. So they're the same people. It's just how you go about getting to that status of that nigga. Now, some niggas is already, hey, I built my own. I am that nigga. So I can't have the pick of the litter. So it ain't no fuck shit because I'm being honest and you know who I am when I come with it.
So being that nigga means having the pick of the litter of the females when they come per se.
It's not always about females, but in this day and age, but for the most part, most guys want to be able to have their flock of the litter, do what they want to do, and have their way and only their way. But they can't do that because they're not at a status that allows that. They're at a status that's just
average. I'm not going to say they can't do that because there's a lot of broke niggas doing that right now.
But what I'm saying is, to the extent that they want to be that nigga. Now, you could be a broke nigga with bitches. You wouldn't be that nigga. You just have bitches.
Contrary.
Mm-hmm. Some of them think they that nigga.
Thinking and being that guy is two different things, and you see that when you're out.
But then the question is posed, who sets the standard for saying the mindset isn't the goal of being that nigga? If you got the mindset and the bitches talk to you or the women talk to you, then what's the standard? Because everybody holds the I'm that nigga. Every female holds that I'm that bitch. But when it comes down to it, who measures up to the standard? We're trying to figure out who wrote the book and where's the author. And give me the model person that's actually living by this. Because until you are in the mind state of or in the vicinity of people like billionaires, Jay-Z, Beyonce, who can fund a whole different family and tell that heifer to shut up, which nowadays ain't going to work. So you still ain't that nigga. So the only way you can be that nigga is if, I guess, what people are trying to push with this open relationship and having more than one wife and more than one husband. But even that is sour because those people are not even happy. You still feeling like you're sharing somebody and you're not that nigga.
Look,
so who's
standard? The standard is simple. I can have the mindset of a billionaire, but the finances of a nigga at the Dollar Tree.
Exactly.
So the standard is your lifestyle adequate with the title? That's easy. You can set the standard. Hey, am I that nigga? Okay. Do I have my own shit? Do I have my own car? Is my finances straight? You know what I'm saying? Am I fly? You know what I'm saying? I ain't got to be fly.
Don't do all of that.
No. But listen to what I said. Do I have mine?
I don't.
Nah.
Right.
But see, that's it. That's the mindset. You saying the mindset of somebody saying that that's oh, that's hurt. No. If you physically, financially, on your own, can do all the damage you want, floss, shop, buy, trick off, do whatever the fuck you want to do on your own without anybody's input or dime or say-so, then, yeah, you can get that title of that nigga at any level. But
it's always cute to hear people talk this way, like we all were going with the silver spoon in our mouth to say we got the resources. Everybody has had somebody to put them on when we come from our lifestyle because we wasn't born with a silver spoon in our mouth. So stop it. It's a lovely point of view that you have, but if you wasn't born with a silver spoon in your mouth,
and
it wasn't inherently given to you, and somebody actually has to put you on, let you stay there, to help you get on, tell you, hey, babe, I don't think this is the right way.
You
have
to get on.
Then who are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Well, I give you a perfect explanation since you said that's cap. My mother's a drug addict since she was 23. Lived with my grandfather in and out. Coming in the house, people robbing the house, stealing shit. Had to go stay with my neighbor for 6 months. Stayed in a halfway house with my mom. Got jumped. Got all F's, 7th, 8th grade. Went to high school, tried to figure a way out. Left home at 17 because she was still back on the shit. Only had 3 years of sobriety. Went to Denver. Went in there. Got kicked out. Lost my job because staying with my auntie. Couldn't get the place. Got arrested. Had some shit on the record. Said, hey, I'm going to go to the Navy. Had braces. Ripped them off with pliers because I couldn't find a dentist to take it out. Went there, told me if I had to get out, hey, nigga, we're going to make you clean shit off the side of the ship. Went in there, did all that shit, got kicked out the Navy fighting this and that, came back, staying in the one bedroom, married, doing all this other shit, wife left this and that, had to go stay with a godmom, paying her rent, going to community college. Somebody said, oh, yeah, I can show you how to get financial aid. I had to put in the work. I didn't have all the resources. Yeah, I had a little money from here and there, but that still had to be obtained. Now, when you got more resources, you can get to that nigga status quicker. When you have less resources, and I tell people this all the time, the best resource in the world is you. It depends on how hard you want to work. And I'll say for myself, I could be way more successful than I am now. Just on that, after putting in the work, because I failed at 25 in 2007, and I was going to give up. Mom said, hey, you know what? If you give up, all you're going to do is be a quitter. You'll never finish nothing just like me. So I said, you know what? Let me go back and put in some more work because I was ready to give up. Went back, number one in California, whatever. Still having problems at the job because, you know, career shit, political thing, you black up in there. So since then, I've never made less than $100,000 a year. And that's still small for me. Since 2008, I've never made less than $100,000. So, but
2008 and now,
yeah.
There has been no pivotal someone outside of your mom and the person who's up to apply for financial aid to be like, you can do this and you can make money or this is how you can do that to help you put on. Because you really just went back to the point that I made, like you wasn't inherently given anything, so you had to put in the work. You had to.
No, but
have somebody help you get put on.
But what I'm saying is this. Anything that a nigga can give you is not worth having. I had to work for that shit. Then nobody put me on. They gave me a direction. And like I said, like OG told me, he said the two things that you're given when you wake up in this world is a choice and a chance. Yeah. Now, off of your choices, what you do with that chance is up to fucking you. Like I could be like, hey, you know what? Go start your business. Go start this security company. Do whatever the fuck you want to do. You still have to put in the work, and by you putting in the work, being consistent, somebody will recognize that and be like, hey, I can make money with you. So you really, they're putting you on, but they're still benefiting. When people put you on, they're still getting something out of it. It's not like a nigga's like, oh, you know what?
So what's the difference between these niggas putting in the work with the females and getting, the females feel like they're getting something out of it? And it can definitely,
everybody got a different goal of what they think a bad nigga is.
I'll explain it to you. The difference between that and doing it with a female is, I am sacrificing and prostituting my time. I can't get my time back. When I get it on my own and I inherently create it and build it, and like rich people, they build an ability and I have reoccurrent money coming in that I work for where I don't have to, oh, give my time to you. Oh, I ain't got to look in your face and kiki and ha-ha with you, and I don't really fuck with you like that. Like some women go fuck with niggas that they really don't like to get money. be like, oh, I'm going to fucking trick off this.
Niggas do that too?
Yeah, niggas do it all the time. And they really don't like the female. And they sit down like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go fuck with this nigga. Or I'm going to fuck with this bitch because she got this and that. But I just prostituted my time. So who's really in control? Am I really that nigga or am I this bitch's hoe? I'm really the hoe in the situation because I got to put it with whatever she say, whether I like it or not, because I need that money.
Oh, who's on the book? I'm still trying to figure out who's on the book.
Right. Everybody and who is that nigga? Who is that nigga that everybody is trying to be like? The whole point is that nigga that you're describing, it got to be somebody that put it, that did it, that everybody said, that's who I want to be.
But see, that's the problem. Nobody wants to be themselves.
Hello.
So that's the problem. So all the book that we're talking about, it's so many that are trying to be, like you said, that nigga, but none of them want to be themselves.
Right.
Okay.
Everybody want to knock
not
somebody else off to take that spot.
But, okay.
Somebody always wants that spot.
I give
they
you a verse.
Never want
to get their own. Well, it depends. Now, we got different levels of niggas. Like I said, it's levels to this. It's not a simple answer, like who wrote the book. Like who wrote the, okay, I could be like, hey, I want to be that nigga. I want to be like Kevin Gates. Kevin Gates is all about family, gangster, about his money. But he say, hey, look, why be out there with another bitch when I could be wrestling my big booty bitch in the room with my family? Unless I'm going out to make money, this is what type of shit I'm on. That's that type of nigga. You feel me? Now, you got some dudes like, man, I just want to see what I see in the rap videos. What they see on Instagram and on this internet world, that's their life. So that's that nigga they trying to be. They trying to live the dream of the TV. It's a lot of people that live in TV. They want to be the next viral thing. So, I mean, it depends. Like, it's a lot of books of that dude. And some dudes, you know, they level themselves just like, huh? And that's all you want? You know.
So I think that nigga is whoever they look up to. You know, it could be like the person they idolize.
Right, whoever they see and they face.
And it may not be, and that person that they idolize may not have the qualities that me or you or Rocky feel that we want in our man.
Right.
So it looks like bullshit to us.
Yes.
But there are women that accept it. So then we look at, like, ourselves as, why are we the out-of-the-box ones and all these other motherfuckers is in the box? Because
yes.
This shit must be working because they keep using the same shit and different people are saying the same thing.
Right.
I agree. I feel like it's kind of like music. You say some people are like, man, how the fuck did they listen to that bullshit? It's just a nice little trap, drum bass beat and mumbling. But people fuck with it. And right now, coming from a perspective, if you matured or you older or maybe you got a different mindset, you might be like, damn, that's bullshit. But people are getting on with it. And I think that's just time evolving with people willing to deal with it and willing to fuck with. Like, you got niggas that think it's cool to fuck with trannies. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, like, just because it look like a bitch. And I'm like, hell no. I'm going to say this shit. Like, the shit's not manly at all. Like, that's a dick pocket, niggas. You fucking a man, bro. And you trying to put that agenda on black niggas. I'm not with it. That's great. They, trust me, I heard the music they was listening to blew my mind.
Yeah.
I said, God damn, y'all listen to some shit worse than me talking about pulling nigga dick out. I was like, God damn. Y'all wild with it.
I haven't even talked to this new music.
You know, so when I look at it, it's like,
I'm gonna repeat with my old school.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I don't feel like you out of the box either.
It's a question for us because, you know, when you're dealing with particular women, as myself, that being that nigga doesn't impress us. What impresses us is that you have that at least. At least he has a goal. At least he's making steps towards his goal. At least his credit is good.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? As we get older, they change. Because when we were younger, we was like, is he cute? You know what I'm saying? Is his teeth all right? He got a car. Right. Does he got a job? Now we like, do you have any mental illness in your family? And
Are you a brand?
Right.
Are you on?
What are your health issues? Your parents still living? Do you have a good relationship with your parents?
Right.
These are the questions that we ask nowadays. You know what I'm saying? So, and then it's, you know, I always have a problem with, you know, people talk about gold diggers and stuff like that, but at the same time, it's like, this is what y'all know. All y'all know is to provide. So when we women look for that, it's like y'all expect, I mean, it's levels to it, like you said. Everything has levels because, you know, you got that women that just automatically, if you ain't got this, if you can't give me this, or you got to do this, got those type of standards. But for a woman of my, talking from my own opinion, my own being, speaking for women that may feel the same that I do, that shit don't impress us. Materialistic shit don't impress us. When we get to know you, like, I'll give you a full example of what the fuck I'm talking about. After my husband passed away and I realized I started looking to see what was out there, I realized motherfuckers really wasn't checking for you on the street unless you was wearing something that made you pop out to see them. Something revealing, something that was like you exaggerated yourself a little bit more for them to notice you walking down the street. They didn't notice you then because everything is online. So now I'm going online and I'm looking at people online and I keep swiping left because there's things about you that already off the bat does not sit well with me. Your background. Are you in jail? Is that a baby seat in the back? Are you at your mama house? Oh, God. Is them dishes dirty in the sink? What bathroom are you taking a picture in because that does not look like a home bathroom?
A home bathroom.
Hey, you
know,
it's not a joke. I literally have a video of someone's home that is disgusting.
See? One of the guys that tried to talk to me, he sent me a video one time through Snapchat. You had two babies in the background. One looked newborn and the other one was less a toddler, and I said, baby. You don't even have time for a girlfriend. But these are the things that
she ain't my mammy.
But you know, these are the things that stood out to me. And then when I start talking to you, if you wasn't talking to me the way that I wanted you to talk to me, if you don't have the conversations that I need you to have with me, that makes it interesting for me. Your grammar. It was important.
You know what?
Those things, and maybe it was me being picky at the time because, again, I'm a widow. You know what I'm saying? But you look at certain things and you look for certain qualities because you bring certain stuff to the table that you want back.
Maybe shit.
You know? And I wanted someone that was intelligent enough. Even if we do make little grammar, we may, you know, abbreviate or do all the extra shit, but I want to know you know how to spell those words too. You know, it is a miscommunication on everybody, but
you know why I'm gonna tell you that? Because the same the shit you just said right now. Oh, you had two babies in the background. You know what? I'm a mark that nigga. I'm gonna give him a D plus because I look at a chick and they're like, oh, you got kids? Yeah. And they were like, oh, well, how doesn't matter. Bitch, I don't know if I even like you enough for you even to meet my kid. And then on top of that, if it's even been maybe a year and a half, like, I got to see if I want to fuck with you and you want to fuck with me before I can take care of my own kids. They don't need no mama. So when dudes approach females and you got kids, keep them little motherfuckers wherever they at.
Oh, my God.
With their mom. Don't bring the kids.
Oh, my God.
Don't bring the kids to me. Don't bring the kids to me.
It's true.
That's my
You shouldn't even be inviting your kids into your relationship until you know that it's going to be serious.
If you have an open conversation with me, though, if you have an open conversation with me, you ask me about my kids, I'm just telling you something about me. Now, don't automatically assume, oh, well, you ain't got no time, because I had a chick try to play me like that one time. Like, oh, yeah. So she went out and assumed that, oh, okay,
Did she have kids?
No. But see, that don't matter to me. I'm gonna be honest. I ain't gonna
that
lie.
Matters to me because I'm the type of person that I want the person that I'm dealing with to not have kids because I don't have kids. That's just what I bring to the table and I expect them to bring to the table.
That is great.
So that's why it bothers me when I see
that. That is great, and that's a preference. And then sometimes your blessing will be right in your face, and you'll be like, well, this is my preference, so you will wait until you get exactly what you want. And
if that person is meant for me.
Exactly.
It would be something that they said that would stand out for me to even continue the conversation with them. But I haven't had that spark yet to happen, and I have given people multiple chances, different people, to even
I guess
get
what I'm saying,
to that level.
As a father, I don't expect no female to come in here and do nothing for my kids. I can probably do more for you in your life with my kids on that, because I'm going to make money, I'm going to provide, and I take care of my kids. I don't need you to worry about my responsibility. So when I'm dating a woman, I need you to be a woman and be my woman. I don't need you to worry about all the other shit in my life, because if your shit is straight, you bring that to the table. Don't worry about the kids.
That sounds good until you start dating a motherfucker and realize this nigga needs so much help that I don't even want to be here. That's what he can bring to the table.
And sometimes it's not even about you and what you can do with your kids. It's about the fact that the baby mama might be in a whole other level of something that people don't want to deal with. So I'm not speaking yet, because there are some baby mama dramas that people deal with, and I've seen it several times on Facebook and through people that I personally know. But it's like you said, it's a preference for me, because that's what I am, and that's what I'm bringing to the table, you know. But there are those exceptions, you know. I haven't met those exceptions yet.
You got it right, though. Like, hey, and I'm all for that. Hey, look, if you want a dude that ain't got no kids, hey, maybe we can just be friends.
I can stand on that, but I guess you know, with kids, and it was all bad. It was just not.
I mean, I think every situation is its own. First off, you can't expect this nigga to be like the next nigga. They might have similarities, but they're not gonna be exactly the same.
But she is the person that she has to prove you wrong, and they prove you right. And that's the discouraging part.
I mean, it is what it is, though.
It's
but you
true.
Treat every situation as its own.
As its own, however,
right. So,
it gets quite discouraging when all of these niggas are trying to portray this one nigga that we still trying to figure out who he is.
Audrey, for that.
We still trying to figure out who this nigga is, because and I can't speak for every woman, but I know I am quite aggressive, so I'm not for everybody. So if you take a liking to me and I happen to take a liking to you, we some lucky motherfuckers. Let's just start taking
right. Right.
Now, I have no problem with telling you what the deal is. I don't bring nothing to the table. Ain't no ex-boyfriends, ain't no baby daddy drama, ain't no ex-husbands. You don't have to worry about none of that. Ain't no crazy ex-bitches I got to worry about. I ain't do nothing scandalous. I don't cheat people off their money. I go to work. I go to school. Like, you literally don't have to worry about shit with me.
Right.
So when I'm honest and I say, don't have me in your shit, at no level,
no drama, no stress.
But niggas don't do that. And I treat everybody on their own accord. I'm respectful. I'm ladylike. Until you take me out my character. Then they just want to be bitch made and say, you a whole different person.
Right.
I don't like this.
Right.
Who are you?
Right.
This is the other side that you thought didn't exist, bitch. So
right.
You thought you was going to disrespect me and I was supposed to be dainty?
Nah. Not from the
bitch, your mama used to knock you upside your head when you got disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
We come from the same line.
Sometimes it didn't happen.
Of life. Sometimes it didn't happen, and I feel sorry for those situations, because unfortunately, those are just
the assholes we have to deal with now.
Right. The bitch made, sorry, gentlemen, the feminine, you want to turn.
Metrosexual.
You want us to be so strong and so independent, and then when we do get independent and we do get strong, you're not going to end up hurting me. Or you cheating with somebody at the job. But wait. I'm doing exactly what you wanted me to do. You wanted me to bust my ass, wanted me to help. You wanted me to contribute. That's what I'm doing. Now all of a sudden, I'm not lazy.
You feel less than because I'm doing exactly what you wanted me to do.
And because I bring it already to the table, you ain't got to tell me to get a job. I said before. You ain't got to tell me to go to school to bury my life. I'm doing it. You ain't got to say, can we go out to dinner? I got no money.
You know what it might be as well? It might be the hype. Of men you're dealing with.
So I deal with all types of men. You've seen it, short, tall, wide, thin, ugly, not so ugly.
Ugly. I'm going to put it like
you've seen ugly.
I'm going to put it like
I'm pretty
like a little ugly nigga. My sister's back one,
one tall one,
like
one
ugly nigga,
big one.
It doesn't have
I like a little ugly bitch. You want to
do? It doesn't have to do with the dude, or how they look, none of that. What has to do with
I got one of them.
Ask yourself this. Why talk about the other people? If you've had these experiences, who wrote the book on how many times I'm going to keep accepting the same shit that I see? Oh.
Okay.
Be
crazy.
Well,
that's
on.
Why I'm still single.
Well, hold on. Because
I'm
going to go on. But see, that's the thing. There's too mm-hmm. much. There's always a lot of them talking, and there's a lot of them doing that now. They don't listen.
Shut up.
All right. That's how it is. They speak. I put it to you like a female can say it. You out there, you want to out. Okay. Come to Alpha Town. Well, we're going to tell you to sit your motherfucking ass out because the nigga you want is a beta. Hey, baby. Now, some of these people still exhibit these behaviors and habits because that's just who they are. And I think a lot of time women get knocked too many times for having a motherfucking standard. Like, oh, you up with you just that. No, you got a motherfucking standard. You want to date niggas with kids? Cool, that's a standard. Cool. Are you not for the fuck shit? Oh, why are you going to just diss me like that? I just, you know, I made, okay, well, look, you made one too many mistakes. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I get it. If you want to get somebody more chance, then cool. But some people don't deserve that chance.
There's a lot of people that don't deserve that chance, but I
you
think that is
they don't deserve that chance until you give them a fucking chance.
Yeah.
Especially the ones that hide the fact that they don't give a chance. Because a lot of times you can tell, like, when they're walking up, like, the demeanor, the way they speak, like, yeah, I'm doing a good match. But a lot of times motherfuckers know they be looking for shit, so they put on a good old little mask.
Right.
Just so they can have the shot.
But, you know, I also kind of blame that on us, too, because when they say what you looking for in a man, we got it all to a list for telling them what we want, and they portray that shit instead of us telling them what we don't want so they can't, so they'll know what not to do, and maybe they'll get it right the first time.
So
it's a lot of things that we do on our own that we set ourselves up for because we want a real man in our life that's going to take some of the stress off of us so we can take the stress off of them and be each other's peace. But at the same time, what we want out of them, they use that to portray themselves as something we want when that's really not them. It's the same way like when girls come around and be like, oh, I play football, I watch sports, that's my team, knowing damn well they don't give two shits about some sports.
Yeah, see, I ain't never done that.
You know what I'm saying? Right.
Do you know a woman's job from a man's point of view?
No.
That's
different. To be nurturing?
You know what a woman is?
What?
If you look at the concept of a woman from a man's point of view, she gives birth, she provides, she's balanced, she's loving, she's fierce, she's strong, she's intelligent, submissive. She holds so many hats. So when you look it's not what I want you to be, it's what a woman is. A woman is a producer. So when you meet a nigga and you said the magic thing, yeah, they portray to be this. Well, if I come to you, I'm an actor, I'm an investment. You're gonna give me your heart, your body and your soul. That's the hugest investment that I could receive from a woman. So when I see there, I'm like, wow, I got this producer messing with me. Now this guy, you say, well, they portraying this. They're portraying this, but you can make them that. Now, you got to look at a producer from a perspective. Is this nigga, does he have the talent to do what I think he can do? Now, some niggas say, oh, yeah, I can do this, I can do this. And you measure the consistency of it.
It's the second mothering of the mothering. Like
it's not a mothering. It's
it.
Okay, well, that's the type of niggas you deal with. That's your experience. When I say that, it's more so if you tell a dude, you stupid than a motherfucker. He gonna go out there and probably be dumb as a doorknob. You tell that same stupid nigga, baby, I think you can build spaceships. This nigga be out there down there in the parts picking like trying to get engines and motors and figure out how he can build a time.
Nowadays niggas say, why are you trying to change me?
Well, he don't want to be accountable. That's a flag. You need to start saying, write the book on the flag. Write the book on the flag so you can get out now.
Why are you trying to change me for who I am? I've been the same person you liked me before.
But see, that's a thing, you know.
Men, I'm just saying, it's
like
some people that do have that.
Man, what's your fit? Like, what? A lot of times, it's cute, too, that men be like, this is how you be a man. But then grow up with a man in the household and then have a man as a mentor.
That ain't even an excuse, because a lot of men have some. Some of them do have men in the household that still act like a fuckhead.
But that man don't mean as a man. I'm talking about men, like,
exactly.
Back in the day, teach you how to change.
She was even the man back in the day was fucked up.
The soul characteristics are still being learned. You know what I'm saying? They can still be learned. I mean, I understand where it comes from a man versus a woman. I get some, you know, who it's coming from, but at the end of the day, those still can be learned. And common sense is a big player.
Common practice.
You know, we know. But I'm just saying. Common sense is supposed to kick in somewhere.
That is,
and then it's supposed to form into something else.
Some of y'all be missing that shit.
Right.
this.
They say the asshole is the first thing formed when you're making the body in making the human body, and y'all don't get past that part. Just a straight asshole.
This is one thing I like over it.
Don't laugh at me. It's the truth.
Like, at the end of the day, I can look at each one of y'all, and I have no right or no say-so to tell y'all what a good woman or a bad woman is. I can only tell you the type of woman that I want, that I think I want in my life, because I'm not a woman. I can't tell you what a bad woman is. Everybody's going to say, oh, this is a bad woman, this is a good woman, this is a queen.
Oh, so now you see why.
You know what I'm saying? So you can't really, and just like a woman, like, oh, that ain't a man. That ain't, you, how do you know? You're not a man. You don't know what I deal with. Like, I don't know what you deal with. I can only empathize and try to sympathize with some of the stuff that you're dealing with, but I'm not a woman. I'll never know what it is to be sexually harassed on the job. Or not. But my job is not compromised. My job is not compromised on promotions based on whether or not I'm going to get knocked up or have a baby. Well, no. It's a common statistic that women often get denied promotions because, oh, she might get pregnant or she might have to take off leave. It's different stereotypes and versions placed on women than it's not placed on men. If I have a baby,
that was something I talked about on my last episode. I was telling them how I was in a job where I was making less than all the men, but I trained all the men. And I was like, when I found out, I said, you got to be fucking kidding me. That was my last week. I just stay at that job. You're not going to diss me.
You know? You had already done your job. I would try to get at least a raise or something.
I did, but they had already dissed me on the promotion. And then you didn't want to give us the raise. The girl that was stayed there longer than me, she got her raise finally after 6 months after I left. I phoned out. You're not going to diss. I've trained every single guy that came in there and fell asleep on the job and got kicked off and had to train a new one. Shit.
Yeah.
All right,
just
say
right. The last
one, right? Just say it. I brought the coffee machine. I don't know why you won't make it. You outside? Go walk around. You know.
I'm gonna break it down.
So but
you don't have to worry about the book. Forget the book.
What is the book name that you want us to forget?
I want you to forget about the book. I'm gonna tell you the key right now. I'm gonna tell you the secret. I said I can't give out all these secrets. I'm gonna tell you.
It's a hitch out here.
Say the last secret.
It's a hitch out here, y'all.
All we have to do as you get older, or what you should have been doing, the younger, even myself, is you need to have more self care and self love days. Because if you're loving yourself appropriately, the way you feel you should be treated, you're not going to, just like they say, okay, well, you know, you masturbate, you please yourself.
Who are you talking to when you say that? Because, baby, I got self-love. I love me. I think I'm an awesome motherfucking person.
Oh, my God.
I love me.
If I said something to you, like, what is it, Katie Byron says, if somebody says something to you, is it 100% true? Secondly, does it have some validity to it? Is it all the way true?
You talking to the, you're preaching to the choir right now, baby.
No,
I already been there. I'm just asking who you talking to.
What I'm saying is, it's not to be.
It's a general statement to everybody out here in Facebook land.
Nah, it ain't a general statement. It's people in general. Because the thing is this: if you are loving yourself appropriately, you're not worried about the fuck shit because you're not putting up with it because you know how you want to be treated. Because you treat yourself fucking amazing. You take yourself on dates. You go out here. You spend money on yourself like this. If you're not getting that from somebody else trying to entertain your life or be in your presence, and these are the things that you need as a necessity to be vital and vibrant, then cool. Don't worry about it.
See, that's the problem with people, because not a lot of people are happy with being by themselves. That's why they always want somebody around. Those who are happy with being by themselves, they would want someone around because they know at the end of the day, no one wants to die alone. You know what I'm saying?
You can find a co-match. I'm a codependent loner. Okay.
Alan already got me a group of women together. We done already talked about buying us a mansion when we get older, and we're going to live like the Golden Girls. We're going to have our reel going up and everything. Because been married before, so it ain't like I ain't never jumped a broom, shit. But at the same time, it's not like I don't want that in my life for future reference, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, it's a lot of shit you got to go through. I look at this as my own, this is my, one of my theories that I put out there. I look at it as shuffling cards.
But you got
when you're shuffling cards, you got to buy like four, what is it, four kings that you can get? You know what I'm saying? I already had one. That means I got three more left. I want to shuffle the shit and get a 10 or a 4. Get a joker. Get a queen that you thought was a king. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, it's just a one of the concepts that I roll with when I say something about when we are out there.
What is this? See, you got to look at this. You got to look at this. You got to bring this shit is deep, man. It's levels to this.
It is levels to it, but that's what I'm saying.
If you're a king, what type of king am I? Am I a dictator? Am I a heartless king? Am I a loving king? You can get a king. What
you
kind
can
of
definitely
king
get a king, but it got to be a king that's on my same playing level. If it's not a king that's going to compliment me and I compliment him, it's not the same king for me.
Well, no,
there's
you,
all
you
different
want,
types
want,
of kings out there
be
for me.
The
but
just,
yes.
Just because he's not
yes.
your type of king, I'm
telling doesn't mean that it's – just because he's – I'm not saying that those different types of kings can't get someone. Those just aren't the ones for me. But there are different kings out there that are for me.
I'm telling you, you said shuffling cards. Now I got a theory. And my theory is this: you manifest and create what you want. I feel like I got a number of possibilities. I'm limitless. If we talking about death and that, death is just the beginning of life. So when I sit there and I look at Shorty, I'm blessed. I'm super blessed. But at the end of the day, I can't be like, oh, this is the only one. This is only God made only one. God is infinite. Yin and yang. Like, it's a continuous cycle. It's infinite possibilities for me. It's whatever life I'm going to manifest. So for you, if that's something you want, you got it now. You manifest it. It's whatever you want to believe. That's the difference, the mind state. Just how you say you see these dudes out here thinking they that guy and this and that, living this type of lifestyle.
Yeah, it ain't even the ugly guys for me. It's just the fact that there are guys out there that's living
the
lifestyle out there.
But what I'm saying is the mindset. It's a mindset.
It is.
You go out there with a mindset, you could be, man, I'll have a dollar.
You
can be
anything you want
to
be with a mindset.
But it's a mindset. Just like I seen the kid today, he was a Spanish kid. He's up in there, and mama was selling some bullshit, like rubber chicken and goddamn friendship bracelets that look Indian, but she's Spanish. I'm like, whatever. She sent the kids in there. You know, this little Spanish kid looked me in the eyes, fearlessly, honking that damn chicken. Like, hey, you want to buy some shit? And went to every motherfucker in there. And I said, you know what? That Spanish dude right there, that motherfucker's going to be a beast. Because he already know what it is to get out here and hustle him and sell something and offer somebody his services. So when he get his own and figure out what his niche is, he's going to be crazy with it. But that's a resource.
Okay.
People overlook the plentiful resources and shit like that. So just like his mindset, same way relationships, love, sex, talking, communication. But at the end of the day, speaking for myself, I'm not perfect. I'm not done. But the thing is that when you go through something and you are going through these mistakes, you are going through this shit, are you evolving?
Yeah.
Because I got to keep.
That's the biggest problem that
keep,
a lot of people aren't
keep,
doing
I
that.
I got to keep learning. Well,
people don't realize that them L's that you take don't have to be losers. They can be lessons.
But a loss is really a win. I told somebody this. I told my little brother.
Sometimes it is.
Sometimes
your degrees can be your blessing.
Cause, and I say this all semantics. You say, okay, this is a successful businessman. What does the businessman do? He took a risk. He took a high risk, a low risk, a moderate risk. Okay, he took a high risk that paid off. Okay, this man's successful. Same businessman take a high risk. It don't pay off. He loses money. Oh, man, he was a failure. No, he wasn't a failure.
I don't look at that as a failure. It's a failure when you don't take the steps to even do that if you feel like you want to do that.
And that's
it's when you quit on yourself is when you
now
fail.
Now, that's a perspective. Now, financially, yeah, it's a failure. Financially, it's a failure. Yeah.
You're
supposed to make money, you came there, you didn't make money, you failed. But you learned all the lessons where you went wrong. Yeah, okay.
Where it turns into a lesson,
yeah.
So you can learn from what you,
but it was still
what you,
in
where
aspect.
You fell short of, and then grow from there. So that's all it's about. That's why I say a loss doesn't have to be a loss; it could be a lesson.
Yeah,
take all of these lessons. Beautiful.
I don't take my lessons as well. I take
them
as lessons because you always learn something from them.
But here's the thing.
You're
looking at me, and I'm looking at you. It's inevitable that time will be consistent. The next thing is that you might outgrow me.
Right.
So you can't sit there and look like, oh, damn, he's thinking I'm growing, he's not evolving. Maybe this is the end of my evolution.
If I don't see you evolving, I'm going
to
do
no,
whatever.
No, no, no. Listen to what I'm saying. You can't make someone go past limits that they don't want.
Of course. You can never lead a horse to water and make him drink.
You can lead him to water. He's up to me to drink.
And make them drink. That's what I said. You can't lead a horse to water and make them drink. But you could, and I'm damn sure not going to sit there and wait for you to do it.
So,
but I'm going to give you the tools. Just like they say, I'm going to give you the tools to know how to fish. I'm not going to give you the fish. So it's up to you to grab that and take that with you. If you decide not to and that's where you want to stand, that's fine by me because I know what direction I want to go in. If you want to decide to stop at the level where you at, that's cool. We always going to be cool, but there's another direction I'm going in. I hope that doesn't stunt our relationship as a friendship, anything. That's how I look at it because some people take someone else's growth as a diss to them because they're not on the same path together no more.
I think you just need to stop giving all these fucks. Because I've been stopped doing that. I'm not giving a fuck in a friend.
How did you not give a fuck while giving a fuck?
People who say they don't give a fuck give the fuck most.
Right.
I always say I don't give a fuck. I'm one of the people that the best persons that can show a nigga how I don't give a fuck and they
I really
hate
don't though. I really
but
that goes. I say it all the time. I will break my own heart because
you
I will
your
not stand for my so-called admiration or love for you to stand in the way of my own personal growth. If you can't get on the same page, if we are not aligning that way, I don't have to be in this position to be suffered or see you in a light where it's not beneficial to me because I'm too stuck on worrying about what you're doing or how you're doing it because it ain't working. Like, no, nigga, I'm just touching the fuck out. I can give a fuck, but not give a fuck. Well,
one of my toxic behaviors is seeing some fuck shit and staying in the midst of it to find my peace within it. Because I be trying to find, like, I'll see some shit going on around me and be like, I don't want to get caught up in that shit. Let me see if I can stay focused on me and still be in it.
Yeah,
that's some shit that
I
do.
When I say, like, I'm going to talk about something or I'm done with something, I'm done. Like, I
right. At that moment,
it's literally just out the window. What's the point in dwelling on it or being a part of it if you're not going to be in it? So it's like, what's the point of even knowing anything about it? I mean, I know stuff that people have brought information to me or whatever. I'm like, okay, well, I don't even want to know that. You know, don't even put me in that. No, I don't.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Don't even because what's the point?
Right.
If situations or things don't have any substance in my life or, you know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck what it is. I really don't.
Right.
Because there's no point in dwelling on all of that because you lose the time that you can't never get back.
And see, that's the whole thing. I don't try to dwell in it. I try to find my peace within it because you always going to find yourself in a chaotic situation where you got to find peace within. There's always going to be a fork in the road, a hump. That you got to get over.
The reason I say that's false because I know me. I love chaos. I cause those forks.
I don't.
You may think you don't. We all have a
I don't love chaos, but I let it fuel me when it needs to because I know how to get
through. Once you're tired of something, you'll be tired. Just like somebody on drugs, alcoholic, when you hit rock bottom and you're really tired of some shit, you're not gonna go back to that shit. You're gonna be like, you know what? I'm really fucking done.
Yeah, when you're done with something.
When you're done, you're going to be like, yeah, I'm done.
Exactly, nigga.
You're done. But it's an everyday struggle.
You got those addicts that act like they can hide it.
And the reason, let me clarify that I don't give a fuck. Let me clarify that shit, why I don't give a fuck. There's a couple things that I can fuck about, and I know. Go ahead. But her, them kids, and my money. Once you get in between that shit, that's when I really give a fuck. Other than that, I know me. I used to be that person. And when I Reiki, I done tried all kind of meditation shit. They're like, yo, your heart chakra's overstimulated. I said, what's that mean? You care about too many things that don't fucking concern you. So I had to really start reevaluating the list of like, okay, well, you know what? This person, they got their stuff up. Oh, I told this person to do this. Why they ain't did this? Does it really affect me? Does it really affect how I take care of her? Does it really affect what I put in the bank? Yeah, these are my friends. These are people I love. But in some essence, you be wondering why chaos exists. I say, oh, that makes sense. When you war in the spirit for somebody prophetically, I'm interfering with your fucking growth because God is trying to show you something. But here my dude don't ass come along like, oh, I'm going to help them because I give a fuck. And then I'm dealing with some shit. God's like, yo, they still ain't seeing what I needed them to see because you fucking butting in. I didn't tell you to do that shit. I'm moving out of line. I'm not in accordance. So here I am thinking I'm doing them a solid. No, I'm fucking myself up because here I need to be working on some other shit that God got planned for me where I need to be up somewhere elevated and exalted. But here I am trying to fuck up what they trying to learn. And I can't do that. I can't be everybody's teacher unless God is telling me to move.
You ain't supposed to.
But that's what I'm saying. When you say you care, and it is, if God telling me to go take care of this shit, it would make it plain and simple. If you don't believe in a higher power, your higher power telling you to do this is your faith, is your way of life. Is it telling you that, hey, this must be done in order for you to prosper? And if you're doing that shit and your way of life is telling you that, then go ahead and go do it. But if you're doing that because you feel it needs to be done, you're out of line. You need to carry on accordingly and worry about yourself. And if you've mentioned it or gave people a little hint of the tea, because, like, I know your capabilities. I know you do music. I know you do producing. I know you do all that shit. But if I want that, I got to come to you and get it. I know you got it. But if I sit there and be like, you know what? She never put a nigga on. She never gave a nigga a beat or emailed me anything. Fuck her. You know what I'm saying? Some niggas got them in time. Well, why they didn't help me?
Some people didn't.
But, hey, you got to go get what you want.
Exactly. You gotta do
it. So, I mean.
You got to go out and get it. You can't expect it.
So are you fixing shit that you're supposed to fix is the question. Are you supposed to be fixing it, or do you just want to fix it?
You could be the package at the wrong address, and that just depends on the person's growth in their own self.
You can't determine growth.
Exactly. So a lot of times we go for what we want or hold off for what we want until we get it, and then it's up to that person to either carry forth or put forth the effort to match.
You said something about gold diggers, too. I want to bring that back. You said that, too. You said match. You know what? That's a perfect example of a gold digger or the false misconception. Niggas is out here. Niggas is that nigga. You that type of nigga in a way because relationships is a contract. You want to get the best nigga with the best contract. Well, what did he come along with? Does it come with good love, good conversation? Is he intellectual? Is he handy? Is the nigga financially stable? Or can he do this? Can he? You know what? It's a contract. Everything. And a woman, you like, well, damn, how she look? Is she is a sex grade? You know, she rub a nigga back? Is she a 10 of this neck? You want a good contract. That's all this shit is.
Is that the values of what we want? Our list changes as we get older. That's what I was saying about that.
Some people just want it from.
Once you find somebody that's in line with what you want, then you straight. But I will say this, the last thing, greatness is built. You're not going to find 80 or 90% of whatever the fuck you want just because, oh, this nigga has all the qualities.
You're
not ready for it. No. You know, he's going to have about 35% of them motherfuckers.
You
got
to find an asshole that you're willing to deal with because everyone got an asshole in them.
No, it's the three things you need. It's God, compromise, and communication. Well, you need the communication first because if you can't fucking communicate, you're not going to go ahead and get nowhere. You can't compromise and y'all guys can't meet in the middle on nothing. And if you don't have God, then y'all already got some other fucking values that you already are. So if you don't believe or you do believe, whatever.
That's like, oh, yeah, I'm good. I'm faithful. I'm hardworking. I'm this. I'm that. And you may be two of those 10. Flying like a motherfucker. And here we go.
looking at
he
the two.
He didn't lie. He wanted a nigga's opinion. I did exactly what the fuck I was supposed to do. You told me what you wanted. It's Burger King your way right away, nigga. I'm an actor. You gave me the script. I did well for the acting part. I got tired of the job. Now I'm over.
This goes back to the original question. What nigga are you following when you trying to put this actor on when all you got to do is
follow
yourself
male,
when
I'm
we're telling
my
you what
instinct.
We want?
You're a conqueror. And at the end of the day...
You ain't got to conquer nothing that's already open land.
Same thing with women. Come on, man. They don't act, but now you capping. Yeah, you know how many times it's a nice guy when I was younger? Like, hey, you want this, and that? You give this, and that? Oh, he's not a challenge. You got some idiots like that. I'm like, oh, nah, he's too easy. I run over.
We are obviously speaking on the women who have sex.
I'm talking about this year fall. But if you look at a dude, like,
the bottom line, what he's saying is not rocket science. They just doing it to get the pussy. That's
now, here's
it.
The thing.
You know what I'm saying? They're going to do everything
I
they can
ask
to make
a woman
sure they get
a sensible woman. Well, why are you telling a nigga what type of nigga you want? Shouldn't he already be the things you want? If I got to tell a nigga, now you momming me? What do you want in a man? Oh, I want a good man. Show me what a good man is. Okay, why am I telling the nigga everything exactly that I like? So, okay, well, I know what she likes. I'll just try to do that. Common sense. If you're telling me, hey, you like back rubs, you like the door open for you, I can do that for a little bit because I feel I ain't got to do it.
So, of course, you don't do that with everybody because you treat everybody as your own situation. So you try to fill out a person and see how they move. A lot of times they move well enough to fool you for the first few days, for the first few months. And it's like, okay, show me something. You got me all relaxed, feeling you and shit. And then boom. The bullshit parade. Like, damn. Well, what happened to that? Well,
damn.
You just wanted a piece of cookie.
I ain't did shit or had shit done to me that I didn't either allow or I didn't see coming. Like, I've been with motherfuckers. I didn't get to know motherfuckers as well as I should have got to know them before I got involved. And that's 90% of the problem right there. Niggas be so involved so quick, moving so fucking fast. Oh, this nigga on some bullshit. No, nigga, you didn't get shit time to develop. You already going over the nigga house. You already messing with the nigga. You're living your life on actions and impulses, and which is fine. I'm not judging nobody because I've done it. Do what you do. But don't come switching up the game later talking about, well, I just want to see what type of person you are. It's not. No, it was a mood. It was a vibe. It was an energy. Now you coming with all these motherfucking complex questions. I didn't get in it for that. If that was the reason, we may not even got to this. Facts. And women be jumping into it so quick. You jumping into it so quick. Now you want a relationship. I was cool just doing this. But now I say that, you this type of nigga, this is, oh, well, what you might be that type of woman. Why are you fucking with niggas like that so quick? I had a cousin. He went over to girl house. She was college graduate from UCLA, full scholarship, everything. She really liked him. Gave the niggas some pussy. I'm like, yo, cuz, you got a nice one. He was like, no, I can't fuck with her. I said, what's wrong with her, nigga? She cool, she clean, she nice, she cute, attentive. She slept with a nigga on the first date. I said, this nigga's whacked out. But in his mind, that shit made sense to him. That was a deal breaker. This bitch moved fast. I don't want a chick like that, even though you willing to fuck a chick like that, because what that say about you was a nigga. But that's my cousin. But that's the mindset of a man. And he's Taurus. He's crazy.
They do think like that. They do think that once you get a nigga, you get a female on the first date. Some of them feel like, hey, you know, I got me a real one. That this is for me. I like what I got, so this is what made me fall in love. The pussy made me fall in love, you know, type shit, you know?
I love it.
You know what I'm saying? But I mean, everybody got their own persona of what they think love is and what they think is going to be right for them in the moment.
Ain't no science to this shit. If you find one,
for me, that ain't what it is for me.
Don't.
That ain't how I operate. I don't smash people on the first day. I don't smash them on the first day. What I do is
have conversations with you about who you are before I get to before. I don't even give that.
Finding the person you're supposed to be with the checklist approach, like you got, you know, this person.
Just let it happen.
Has this, that's just always been my thing. So I think you
of course.
Time, because as soon as you put out a checklist and they don't meet all of your,
that's all.
It's not even a checklist. I mean, it's just like, I know what you're saying. It's not a checklist for me.
Whatever it is for you, that group of things that it has to be, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's when you're literally cutting your chances in half.
This,
because
this,
you're not letting
this would even be funny. I think your perception of yourself is totally off. You said you have a lot to deal with. I think you're probably one of the most simplest women that I know. Like, the shit that you want is so simplistic. I'm like, wow, it's just, you're going to find somebody soon. But that's just me speaking. You know what I'm saying? You think you're a lot to deal with.
I think I'm a lot to deal with because I'm opinionated, obviously. As you can see in this conversation, I have not shut the fuck up. but outside of that, like, yeah, no, I'm pretty simple. I don't cause too much mischief. I like to have fun. I like to go to work. I like to do simple stuff. But unfortunately,
you need someone in politics that knows how to debate.
You don't run into those. I literally will break a nigga down in conversation. So when they have a conversation with me, they obviously probably think, oh, she's just too smart for me and I just want to fuck. Or she's cute as fuck and I just want to fuck. Because they don't really get past the fact that I have brains. I actually have abilities. I actually can help you build some shit. However, you're so busy trying to put your little... I literally... had somebody jump in my inbox and say, I want to be your side piece. And I said, why are you downplaying yourself like that? Why would you even assume that I have a main piece to be my side piece? The nigga said, oh, because I worked a lot and I would just really want to be around you and enjoy your company. I really want to put him up for him. Wait, what? Like, this is what you think is about to get my attention. I don't give a fuck how much money you make. I don't give a fuck how beautiful your house is, what kind of car you drive, what the deal is. That doesn't appease me.
Right.
You acting like a boy in public don't appease me. You having four or five women don't appease me.
Right.
If I want to fucking treat you like a dog, I done it to some niggas. They out there.
Right.
And just threw away. However, that's because I... seen what you produce. Madness, confusion. I'm not finna be one of your bitches. You gotta be fucked up. You ain't finna have me out here looking stupid.
Right.
I'm gonna fuck you and get up.
Right.
You want to see what I'm hyped about. Sometimes that dick will depend on the chicken. Sometimes it was.
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
It is.
But, unfortunately, I run into some interesting characters. Literally had a nigga run down me. Hey, give me a number. I said, are you single? Yeah, I'm single. I said, no, like, I'm single. Like, I'm single. Like, I ain't got nobody. I'm
right.
Like, fuck what you want. Get on your ass. I'm like, what's your number on my phone? This nigga was in love with a whole crackhead. Goddamn.
Didn't shake it.
And you can't be mad at people because, hey, if that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do. But I also think I scared them.
I never had a woman that do this. I never had a woman that made sure my apartment was straight before she left. I never had a...
There you go again. That's a motherfucking flag. What type of bitches are you used to, nigga? I got to leave this nigga alone. Because you don't mess with quality motherfuckers. This should be normal. A girl comes and brings... She come and bring me my food in the bed. Hey, baby, how you doing? Rub my back, all that. This is shit I'm used to. I'm not surprised.
I'm good. This is a good woman. Who are you to me?
Well.
And they still be assholes.
No. I didn't say she. But I didn't. But see, this is the observation and shit. I listen to shit you say, and I'll be picking out. Like, all right, cool. That. That's a pat. Okay, cool. I listen to shit she do, and I'm like, all right. I never said she wasn't unappreciative. She appreciated every fucking thing to the T. But
if I was with a chick and I was doing all that, and I said, this has been, oh, you must be used to niggas doing this too, but you don't give a fuck, especially about me. Oh, bitch, I'm out. I gotta follow the flags. I used to do three, then it went to two. Now it's one. And I don't look at it as being impatient. I just look at it as knowing exactly what the fuck I want and what I don't want.
Flags. Why do you think I'm single and ain't talking to nobody? Because the nigga himself is like, can you do the
You're just an amazing person. You don't cut yourself off. Shit, that God. I know you're doing your thing. Just chill, shit. But I feel you on being single.
That's why most of the time I'm single. If I fuck with somebody, I'll be like, real quick. My sister be like, bitch, you move quick. Maybe in for a week, out the next. Because I have no patience.
Right.
I see the bullshit, I'll be like, I don't think this is going to add up. And sure enough, I give a motherfucker a chance. And it just, they always come back, though. They always come back. Horrible. I'm sorry, that don't bear no weight with me. Because when I gave you a chance, I was 100%. I don't have time to waste your time, because that's all I'm going to do if I do give you a chance again. That's all I'm going to do is waste your time.
Right.
I'm not going to take you seriously. You showed me who you are.
Right.
So why even bother?
Listen. All right.
I don't go back with it. I can't tell you.
I think.
I don't go back for it.
Yeah. You know what? The nigga who wrote the book on that nigga was a gay nigga. it was a nigga, but it was a bitch. You feel me? Like, nigga was snitching, and the nigga was with some bitch shit. Like, he got all the bitches. I'm going to take the nigga. You know, like, it was a gay nigga who wrote it. Now I think about it. It had to be a homosexual.
He didn't drop the
name. What's the name of the butt?
He, she.
You know why I say it had to be a gay nigga?
Because
it'd be a straight nigga, but he really identify as a female, so he in the trans, you know what I'm saying? He in between.
So you saying, what's his name? Rodman wrote this book?
Dennis Rodman.
Oh, man, Rodman, he just...
That's smart, motherfucker.
You know what I'm saying?
He's a real smart motherfucker.
You know why they
he cool with Japan, so folks.
You know why they special? They just be them. They don't give a fuck. Fucking you like it, whatever. I'm going to be successful. You niggas going to like it. I'm going to be...
And good. That was him. So are you saying he's the one that wrote the book?
He's not gay.
He's not, but he is trans. He does... He's dressed.
He identifies with a lot of metro shit. I don't know the sex. I ain't really care enough to
he's
go
drag.
That
he's
much. Drag. But as far as... I'm talking about... No, this is a bitch.
He just took a picture just recently where he had the eyelashes on and the colored hair and shit, and his outfit was fly as fuck at this makeup fly shit.
I remember when that nigga stepped out of that dress. Remember back in the day when he found himself back out in that dress?
I've never seen him on TV or in public with a man. So when I say gay nigga, I'm talking about nigga just full out. Pull out all the way. Like, just because you express you like to put on women's clothes, nigga, that's just a preference. Shit, some niggas like soft cashmere Uggs, nigga, that's a preference. Not a preference that I would like to hang around a nigga like that, but shit, hey, some niggas like different shit, you feel me? So, you know what I'm saying? Now, is a nigga gay? I don't know. He do a lot of gay shit, but shit.
He
gay. Gay as shit. I'm talking about a nigga that's a full out bitch, but just a nigga, and he's trapped in there, and he's got the most bitch ways you can. You're like, damn, this nigga's more bitch than me. You know what I'm saying? Like, this nigga is. He wrote this book because he understands. He understands. He's like, oh, he gonna put the narrative on it. He don't want the heterosexual relationship to work. He wrote the book. If you think about it, the whole purpose of everything is to destroy heterosexual relationships. They don't want you breeding. They don't want you growing. They don't want the minorities becoming the majority. Yeah, okay.
I don't think the current society... They want us to breed. They just don't want us to have a healthy relationship.
Everybody having this, I don't like it, I can get a better one attitude. It's bitches everywhere. It's niggas everywhere. It's a nigga out here that don't act right. If you don't, it's a patient that's on. Act right if you don't. Nobody really wants to put in the time
to actually be themselves and get to know an authentic person.
But that's true, though.
Motherfuckers rather go off the likes of a picture, and then when they actually have a conversation, they realize you are not the figment of imagination that they've made up in your mind. Like, they actually got to do some work. They actually got to produce to be in your life and not just be around for the sweet shit, you know? So it makes it real difficult no matter who you are, no matter on what spectrum, because I know there's some niggas out here who really looking for some quality women, but it's probably the area that they in. It's probably that, you know? So it's just demographic and mindset and the struggle of getting out of the repetition of meeting the same people. Because unfortunately, I don't think my husband is in California. I think I got to move out of this motherfucker to find anybody in California. But my family's from Texas, and I'm pretty much probably going to move back there anyway. So mm-hmm. I don't.
I think maybe you should just. Well, not you, or just by advice in general, when you feel like you want a relationship, I feel like you should take a step back and just focus on yourself and just let it happen.
Yeah.
I feel like it's steps, like you said, level, everybody's level, you know.
I feel like when we go out there and look for stuff, we find something that we don't want, that we don't need.
Even when you ain't looking, I'm expecting a pound of shit. Like, what the fuck? It's watery, dude. What a hit, a corn.
Something, you know.
Hey, I got a homegirl that's dating somebody that's from Miami right now. You get on her number one day and love them the next.
We're not bailing niggas out. I wag every time. Dale Carnegie, all these other niggas, they did one key thing. And I said, oh, wow, you know, that must be a great quality. Why they keep doing that? They said they reflect at the end of the day. And when I sit there and I'm really honest with my motherfucking self, by myself, in front of you guys, have I put myself in a position to win like I should win? Fuck no. So if you sit there and you're going to honestly say, you know what, I put myself 100% in the best position with the best candidate, the best motherfucking person to treat me like this. I put it with the best situations to put myself in a position to have an honest, healthy relationship.
At what time, I can look like what you think. Oh, yeah.
Not even look, but just honestly, if I look at it and reevaluate day to day, like with the relationship, with the goals, the chef work, did I do that? No, I could have been a better healthcare worker. I could have been a better father today. It's a lot of shit that I could have did, but did I do the best that I could have done for the day? If you say yes, then cool, you did your job. But if you got some doubt in that shit, then shit, some of the blame really lies with you.
I always critique my days where there's something about it that I always feel like I could have done different than what I did, and I make sure I apply that to the next time it happens, if it ever happens. However, you know, in the relationship form, if I'm going to let you go, because it's
I was trying to figure out what that was next.
Shot.
Is it
Greek?
It's sweet.
Yeah.
The whole. What do you think?
He just finished saying something.
It's a relationship. Fuck these hoes.
Fuck these hoes. You gonna get no fuck. Fuck these hoes. I'm gonna get that written. I'm gonna get that in my stamp train. Fuck these hoes.
We get no fucks. We get them all fucks. We sitting up here trying to figure out where the book came.
The nigga,
we get them all fucks. We
want to
read this 3-page.
In the bottom line, I just feel like that when it comes to the man that we're looking for, we just need to find something that's a little bit higher than what we are.
Taking care.
The niggas that we look for are on our level, and they're not ready for the caliber woman that we are. They want a woman like us, but they're not ready for us. And because they're not ready for us, them insecurities come through, and them insecurities come through so thick that they decide to start fucking with people that's beneath them. But those women that's beneath them are the women that need him. So those women is making him feel good because they found, ooh, these bitches need me. Yeah.
We don't need you.
She don't. She just want me around. She just want me. They think we just want you to keep you from that. When really we want you.
That shouldn't be insulting.
You set yourself up for bad relationships. You aggressive and you got a gun in the game. Anybody trying to stupid, nigga. You why the homie ain't here? He got shot. Yeah, this was dating that girl.
That's what
54.
It is because we got guns?
Yeah, I'm not dealing with that. I wouldn't tell a nigga what I do. I'd be like, look, I work at Rite Aid. I'm the soda manager at Panda Express, bitch. I love the sodas up, okay?
I'm going to shoot you and catch you. Don't you worry. We're going to take you to the hospital and save your life.
And take you to the hospital and tell him he just got hit in a crossfire. We don't even know where it came from. And when he wake up, I'm going to be right there saying, baby, you all right? Don't ever do that shit again. You hear me? That's your warning right there. That's your warning. Shut up. I love you. That's how I be.
I'm not drinking all of this. I'm a
toast to the douchebag.
Come on, you always
funny
shit. You
didn't say
that.
Girls with guns.
That's too many.
Bang, bang.
Huh?
Gotta love it.
That's medicine.
I'm gonna tell y'all something that y'all should watch out for. A nigga that eat ass, that's always stinking.
Gabrielle, you eat ass, and she say
crunching and munching on booty is not for me.
It could be.
More women should eat their men's
groceries.
I had a girl looking at my booty hole, and I just sat up and I said, "Ooh, Dookie, she's growing the whole booty."
I'm like, "Don't do that."
That ain't it.
Hey, what if you make a homosexual comment and you broke? What they gonna cancel?
I had a girl I know tell me once that she did it to some guy, and I was just like, you can never eat nothing from me. Don't drink nothing from me. Don't even talk in my direction when you talk to me, because I just can't do that. You just can't be in it. Ain't nothing wrong with it, but don't sit in my face with it knowing you don't eat, you don't drink Listerine. Now if I see a curly thing in your mouth, I'm going to be looking, wondering, what is that? What is that hair doing there? That's nasty.
Listen,
I'm just saying that.
I was straight gay for a few years of my life. You understand what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And every once in a while,
you ain't the
but
gay.
I ain't eating.
You know. Stop capping. You ain't gay. You a bi.
That's not true.
I ain't no booty, and I don't want my booty. Y'all hear me? I ain't no booty, and I don't want my booty. Look, I've had it done. I clenched up on her tongue. That's all I'm gonna say. I would not do that. That's not a good. I'm supposed to sit there and talk to you after that? Goodbye.
Girl,
get out of my face.
You should be
goodbye. Where your Uber at? Goodbye. You can't eat my booty and think you're about to have a whole conversation with me. I can't even take you serious. Goodbye. Here you are. No. Goodbye. I will watch it being done. I will.
If you don't fuck with niggas like that, you in the mood, you chilling, y'all party and stuff, all of a sudden niggas go down and he started eating ass.
From experience, the last time that happened to me, I said, ew, Dookie Shoe, and ruined the whole situation. So, no, it doesn't happen no more. No. Yeah, I did it, because it fucked me up. I wasn't expecting it to happen. Next, you know, I seen some little loot. Somebody did a little wax on, wax off, and I said, hold up. That is not.
Come on, in 1959.
No, because my whole thing is once you go down there, you can't go back to the city, because that, you know, you can't do that. That's nasty.
I used to work at the restaurant. You can't tell me that about food, man.
And you definitely can't come up and kiss me, so now you just got to go home.
It's your ass.
Bye. It's my ass. And I know what come out of it.
Shit.
All I'm saying, you ain't.
What's up, Nick, man? You want to kiss a nigga?
You
would
nigga licking little ass. He can't come back and kiss you, man. Please, nigga.
But let's be honest. I really don't.
Okay.
I really don't try to kiss
you on
that side.
I work in a hospital. I'm going to hit you with the medical. Your mouth, all the way from your esophagus down to your stomach lining and to your duodenum and all that, to your rectum, that's all the external environment. So if you lick an ass and then you kiss a mouth, it's external environment, touching external environment. It's just how clean that other part is. You kiss somebody else.
I don't give a fuck what you talking about. I ain't eat no ass. What the fuck is you saying here? He gave me down some. It ain't changing shit. I will not put my eye next to a booty hole. That's how you get pink eye.
She didn't mean that. She didn't. Look. Hold on. For the camera, she didn't mean that. The gay people, they gonna cancel you. Shit, you gotta say ass eating is good. That's on the agenda.
Nigga, fuck you and Trick Daddy. I said it. I don't give a fuck what y'all do. I will watch you do it all day long, but that ain't for me.
Yeah.
Trick Daddy got a whole new video talking about him lifting his ass for some certain people.
And it's
Listen,
and
I like Trick Daddy.
Is that
every
nasty?
So they said, how
is your name? Go on, Trick Daddy, do your thing. Shit. I ain't hating on nobody who like it. All I'm saying is it ain't for me. You know what I'm saying?
My thing is,
do what you like. See guys and girls dancing. You hear me? I don't give a fuck. Okay? That's how I feel about it. If you want to do it with your nipple out, I don't give a damn.
And sometimes you don't know what you like until
you're
in
the
fucking moment.
No,
until you try it.
Like I said, I've been there. I said, dookie shoe. I clench. I almost snapped the bitch tongue off. Okay? I don't like it. Let me tell you what I don't like.
You played it, you looking nice, you got the shit right, you having a good time. You relax.
It was supposed to be. I ruined it when I did that.
You're
going
to be relaxed.
I'm
going to lie. You clench up, you thought the bitch was going to steal some of your purse.
I did. I thought she was. Going back there, that was, she went too far.
Yeah, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? You was with the,
she went too far on the downstroke.
Maybe you
didn't
have a nigga.
Maybe
you was a nigga in another life. You know what I'm saying?
Whoever I was, it didn't like that. Flash right.
Nope.
I was told it was an exit. Oh, shit.
My birthday's lit. I had five stripper, y'all.
Dum, dum,
da, da. I must have threw a rap.
I don't know what you're talking about. You're doing too much.
Let me be.
Bring it on back. Bring it on back. Rewind yourself back a little bit. You were sitting on a curb.
All that fucking money by myself.
What did that nigga say?
Smoked out and hot. Thinking about how good life is and what vacation I'm going to take next. I was just thinking about all the niggas that I never seen that never came. And I just, it
rest
really
in peace to
fucked me up because I had so much liquor there. I was crazy. Honestly.
You still got some liquor there, huh? You got a whole lot of. I need some of that Henny. Don, bring me up some of that Henny. I got a bottle in the car. I need to be refilled. We live at the spot, y'all. I didn't even play no more music for y'all. That's how good it got to y'all, but it's only 5 minutes left, so we're going to let your music play y'all out.
Because
I've been wanting a cigarette for a while. I ain't going to lie, but I've been holding off to y'all. Y'all see that? Y'all see that? Yeah, baby. So I need to let y'all know I got a show coming up next week. I hope y'all really, really come out and support. Because the one thing that the guy said when I did the first round was the fact that I didn't have enough people there to support me. And there was one guy there that had about 8 people there. And it was a Sunday night. I was like, nigga, you just told me about this show, and I just paid you for it on Sunday to be able to come. So I need the support. I'm trying to win this 2G, like, on some G shit. I think I got some hitters. I think I'm going to bring some heat. The judges already like me. They follow me on Instagram already, so that's not even a problem. They just want me to bring the support. So if you guys can come out and support, it's $15 before 10 o'clock, $20 afterwards. It's going to be in Monterey Park. Hit me for the information. You can hit my inbox, or you can check my Facebook page. I always keep it updated with the information every single day. We also got another performance. The Dagger is going to be doing his competition on Sunday, running it back, keeping it within the hood bound thing. Either way, come out and support. We got two shows coming up. We're trying to make this money. We're trying to bring it back to the home team.
Moral of the story.
Know what it is. And make sure you come back to us next week, because I'm going to have another subject to talk about.
Because we're never going to find out who's the author. No, we did.
Yeah, we found out. We found out it's
shout out to Cream for recognizing and acknowledging the author.
Niggas love pussy. Walk up the game to where you couldn't get great pussy from an awesome bitch.
It
sounds
like
they want to have awesome pussy from an awesome bitch. You don't get great pussy from anybody, but is that all you want? Is that all you looking for? Is great pussy?
Is it a gay nigga or a pimp?
Gay nigga.
Mm-hmm. A pimp
is trying to utilize offer a service to a group of people that's in need. Right?
Or a madam, should I say, because you got to go to that.
Don't be telling my business. They're telling us we got 90 seconds before they try to shut us all. You hear that? But yes. Come back next week. We will be back next week.
Right,
same time, same bat channel.
I hope you're high now.
We are so late. I've been drinking this whole time, baby. Whole time.
She's taking that. That's what she said.
I'm going to bring y'all out. Y'all have a great one. Be safe this weekend. Shout out to Star. Happy birthday. Yes, baby. We were supposed to be there, but we had to do what we had to do. Definitely
just
come out to the show next week.
We're late as fuck you.
Fuck you. It'd be like this.
Yeah, of
course. Y'all know. I got issues. I'm about to start hitting now. Solo and blowing on dough, thinking all the shit I've done. All the folks I helped out plenty of times, I'm worried about number one. So now the bitch is out, what we paid is free, and the two fits all so perfectly. Got crown, hood round, gave a nigga a key, and the round table round, so bitch is me. So when you see me in the street, bow to your knees and say,
another one bites the dust.
You run your mouth, got your ass socked in your teeth, they say,
another one bites the dust.
He blew me up, talking all about what I did, he knew.
Another one bites the dust.
And if you see me reaching up under my seat, you best
another one bites the dust.
At the high level of 15, want you just to keep gramophone in the back, so sinfully. You got 24 hours for the street to leave. You like your man trying to laugh, it's real for me, because my boss got me fucked up. Bills start to pile up, got a second job to keep my head above water. Death has departed, metaphor call. You run your mouth, got your ass socked in your teeth, they say
another one bites the dust.
He blew me up, talking all about what I did, he knew.
Another one bites the dust.
And if you see me reaching up under my feet, you best
another one bites the dust.
Man, I'm getting tired of all these motherfuckers who wanna come stay with you, be a permanent guest in your motherfucking house and shit. Over there taking all your shit, using up all your shit. All your good shit and replace it with some cheap shit. Who the fuck do that shit? Messing up your motherfucking house, breaking shit. Kids running around this motherfucker like they done lost their motherfucking mind. I'm just saying, my nigga. Sometimes blood can be thinner than the water in your motherfucking
her attack thing. Fucking blunt back here, nigga. I'm feeling so pissed off with this shit. I need to stop. I'ma calm down in a second, my nigga. Talk my hand out of squeezing the trigger. Every excuse start with my figure. Guess got my house fucked up, I need a cigarette. Bitch, better make me wet. Trying to use me, I better bend the fit. Like Nike, just do it, gon' take that check. Real with it is, you rep on deck. Take this, you put some dip in shit. Ain't no challenge, no quid, this bitch. Give it to your head like you're doing in the wreck. When you know you ain't got no car on deck. Cause I beat you with my fist, I'm forcing me. You are so pissed out on the gram and then you tap me. Keep running your mouth, got your ass socked in your teeth. They say another one.